My expectation for Wainwright, WAYNEWRIGHT. Date of birth, 12/6/1957. Date of service, 9/16/2025. Date of accident is 3/10/2025. Patient Wainwright has been a victim of an automobile accident when he had. He was a front seat passenger and were hit on the T-bone on the right side, passenger side, and then also to the rear end when both the cars were stuck to each other. In the process, he had a headache with the neck whiplash, with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, blurred vision, etc., and pain syndrome affecting his neck, mid-back, lower back, right hip, right knee, and the left ankle, and radiation of pain to both arms, both legs, with numbness and tingling all over, involving second, third, and fourth finger on both sides, while in the lower extremity, only up to the ankle, there was a shooting pain and radiation. The right knee, right hip, and left ankle was 5 to 6. Currently, he reports that all the symptoms are continuing as before. In fact, the pain is now 8 and 9 in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back. He has off and on shooting pain and numbness and tingling in both the arms, both legs, as described before. ADLs are affected 8. Patient can only sleep for 3 to 4 hours. He is doing physical therapy 3 times per week. However, no laser treatment has been given. He walks with a cane. Pain is too much. According to him, he cannot sleep in the evening and he wakes up in pain. However, patient was found to have disc problem in cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region, for which MRIs have been done. Patient was advised to have epidural injections to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar, and or spinal cord stimulation device, and possibly surgery. The patient refuses all of them, and he just wants to have only pain medication. We discussed that issue at length. He was advised that if he chooses not to have any of these procedures, then he may have to go to see a regular doctor or his primary care doctor who can provide him pain management. So that decision will be made next week. Currently, the pain level is between 8 and 9 according to the patient, and ADLs are affected 8. 30% relief is reported by the patient so far with the current treatment. Kindly review the records for ADL system review with the additional issues and substance abuse, compliance history. And in physical examination, the blood pressure is 153/98, 1263, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, dated 9/2/2025, dictation number 0903-003. Plan is, after reviewing the maps, patients provided the medications which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram 2 times a day with food for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Allegra, 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Wellbutrin is provided for depression, anxiety, panic. Lunester, 1 milligram is provided for sleep. Patient is to continue his physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, lower back, the right knee, right hip, and left ankle. 3 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and home exercise. And he remains off work offer replacement and transportation for the next 30 days. I'll be seeing 30 days for a regular visit for the medication refill. And his pain medication are still continuing. His urine drugs has been obtained. Thank you.